So jumping in together again today about this self-love lifestyle, I'd like to take a look at what I consider to be the fourth layer of self-love. But let's first review the different aspects of this transformative process, the heart shift that occurs when you go from forgetting who you are and what you came here to do and to be, to suddenly remembering who you were all along, and that your higher self was just waiting for you to remember so that it could start to deliver to you the life that you deserve and are truly meant to live. So if you've been following this podcast and its teachings, you may actually begin to notice that you've suddenly become a bit softer and perhaps even experiencing more compassion for yourself, compassion that you can more easily extend to others. You may also find yourself to be less judgmental towards others as well as yourself, and it allows you to become more compassionate as well. You may suddenly realize, or not, that you're more accepting of others as you let yourself off the hook more and more as well. Or perhaps you're just more understanding, maybe even more empathetic, have more patience, and yes, dare I say, maybe you just feel more loving, or actually feel more love moving through you as well. The second level of self-love has a whole other set of seeming rewards. And I say seemingly because they aren't really rewards, as there isn't a good or bad, a right or wrong, but they feel like rewards, as you may suddenly be aware that you're just not plagued with as much self-doubt as you were before. And instead, you may actually feel more confident in yourself and your ability to weather storms or make decisions or even trust yourself or even trust the universe that it has your back. You may also have more clarity, actually be able to see life differently and perhaps understand it differently as you become clearer and clearer. You are also able to discern rather than to just need to judge. You're able to know when a person or a situation or circumstance or opportunity will serve your highest good or not, and then will hesitate less in making the necessary adjustments to ensure your well-being. And then, of course, you may find that you suddenly have the courage to make even the most dramatic changes in your life according to this new clarity. And it's because your need to love yourself and your commitment to your well-being will rule your heart set and your mindset. And you may actually find yourself at a place where you are willing to do almost whatever it takes to maintain that integrity. And that integrity is something that will come back to you 1,000 times over. And those rewards are immeasurable. The third level that we spoke about is one where perhaps you realize one day that no matter what life throws at you, you have this unshakable bond between you and your source of feeling love, your source of this God awareness. And no matter what, you no longer feel like you've been victimized. You no longer believe that the world is against you. And you no longer believe that others are perhaps more loved or more rewarded or protected more. In fact, you may no longer feel separate in any way. You may feel like you can handle anything and are willing to take one step at a time to do so. And these thoughts that once separated you rarely even enter in. And when they do, they don't enter your consciousness in the same way that they used to. And they don't even linger for long before you very gently usher them out And that's because your vibrational frequency has been raised to a level where they cannot coexist, and you're no longer willing to sacrifice in order to make them more comfortable or to accommodate them in any way. So you just don't. You may find that you're more committed to you, to you. And the ripple effect of that, as you remember what you're really committing to, is to loving yourself so that you can be more of your true self. And the ripple effect of that is that you're capable of being committed to others on a higher level as well, because your higher level of love automatically extends itself to others as well. So as you maintain your commitment to your high standards of well-being and your integrity to being who you really are, you continue to become your higher self, who is more than deserving of love. You then realize that you are love. And as such, you begin to choose differently. You choose to feel good. You choose to feel strong, and maybe even feel invincible, no matter what. And yet, in the paradox of nature, you realize that you also feel softer, even as you're getting stronger. And you feel more tender, more generous, more flexible, and more loving, and more peaceful, even as your strength increases every day. My goodness, you've had quite a heart shift. What's happened is that your heart has opened, and you start to remember more and more and more who you are and why you're here and why you're so important to the workings of this world. And then you remember that you are love, and your opened heart is your connection to your higher self, which now can finally move more fully into its job of guiding you. In fact, it now is capable of inviting you into your own happiness as well as leading you on that path. And then, almost miraculously, your life's purpose can suddenly be revealed as it begins to more and more communicate now with your conscious mind. Because suddenly, you will experience that your creativity is off the charts. Your relationships are wholesome and actually healthy, and they feed your wholeness. And you can trust. You can feel real joy. And you find yourself enjoying the prosperity and abundance of the universal flow. Whew. You're actually at peace. And now, as you look at yourself with your magnifying glass, of course, even though you may still see your imperfections, you can still smile, you still feel tender, and you still feel kind and loving and generous, and you can say, I love me, I truly do, and can actually mean it from the very depths of you, because what you see finally is the truth within you, the truth that has been there this whole time, but was hidden from you. But here you are, you, this authentic you, and you have emerged like a butterfly from its chrysalis, and you are beautiful. And like a butterfly, you'll fly to wherever you're meant to. You'll collect what you're meant to collect, and you'll ride the waves of the most gentle breezes, as well as the mightiest of winds. And still you will flutter your beautiful wings and bless this world with your magnificent colors and unique markings, and grace every flower and leaf that you land on as you realize that it has been waiting for you to do just that. And now it is complete because of you. So this is the end of our podcast today. And I hope that you can feel yourself coming into this higher level of self-love and can feel that it's making its way, not just as a thought, not as a belief, but an actual lifestyle that you can find, you can depend on, because you can finally depend on yourself, that you can trust because you finally are trusting yourself, and that it can be a full expression of all that you are, because you are that full expression. And I hope also that you continue to feel yourself more curious and perhaps even more expansive every moment of every day. And know that as you are emerging into this most expansive version of you, that I remain your heart shift coach. And of course, I send you loads of hugs and heart shifts until we meet again next time. So thank you for being here with me. I so look forward for the next opportunity for us to discuss even more what you're all about.